Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and McKean Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. It is the end of June. Budget is the main topic of conversation in Harrisburg. What's going on with this? What are some of the numbers involved, and what are some of the negotiation points that are being kicked back and forth at this late date?
We're all very much aware that this is Monday, June 28th, and the budget deadline is on Wednesday. So I'm here just to give my constituents a very brief update as to where we are at this point in time. The governor still wants more of an increase in spending. Specifically, he wants about $350 million more for education. At the same time, he has no problem in cutting other programs that benefit rural PA. The fact is, this governor has, again, proposed a budget that would increase the total spending limit over $1 billion every year, which brings us to about $8 billion of an increase for the state of Pennsylvania under the Rendell administration. There are negotiations going on with the leadership from all four caucuses and the administration to look at those spending numbers. We're hoping to at least keep it at 27-something. There are those of us who would like to see that spend number even less. Now, we are being lobbied heavily by education at this point in time for that $350 million. To put this education spending into perspective, the people of Pennsylvania might want to know that in the last 10 years, the number of students in Pennsylvania has dropped by 27,000, yet the number of teachers have increased by 33,000. I am all about education. We certainly want to make sure that our future generations have the foundational skills they need to succeed in life. But at the same time, we need to ask ourselves, how much spending in education is enough? How much spending does it take to teach children to read, write, and do math well? And are there areas that we can cut in education instead of always seeing an increase every year? We are also being lobbied for the General Assembly to raise taxes. What people need to understand is if we raise those taxes, doesn't mean that revenue is going to go to the line items that people are lobbying for. Government doesn't always work that way. So I'm very much opposed to raising taxes. A tax increase is a pay cut for the wage earners of this state. So we'll see what happens within the next couple days with this budget. I will not be voting for a huge increase in spending or draining more reserve accounts. The governor has proposed draining Growing Greener and other funds that we haven't drained before. We still have no reserves in this state for a rainy day fund, and it is time to take a real hard look at this budget. We have a new administration coming in about 6 months. And that new administration is going to have a very tough time proposing a budget for Pennsylvania for 2010-2011. So this is a real critical point that we're looking at this year in this budget. And we should know in a couple days what those final figures are and where the votes are going to be for a budget for the people of Pennsylvania.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report. And tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.